T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories.
It's our city against the killers. Mayor Adams' reaction to last night's news of the murder of a New York City police officer and the critical wounding of another. The mayor has ordered all flags in New York City to be flown at half staff. The officers were responding to a domestic violence call on West 135th Street in Harlem last night. 22-year-old officer, a rookie officer, Jason Rivera, was killed. 27-year-old officer Wilbert Mora is in critical condition. The suspect, 47-year-old LaShawn McNeil, according to authorities, also in critical condition. Mayor Adams last night at Harlem Hospital.
I wanted everyone to be here to understand. It is our city against the killers. It is our city against the killers. This was just not an attack on 3 brave officers. This was an attack on the city of New York.
1010 Winds reporter Carol DiOria with more now on the police officer who was killed.
Jason Rivera always wanted to be a police officer, but before joining the NYPD, he worked at Inwood Pharmacy on Broadway. A co-worker there, Jose Torres, says that's what Rivera always talked about, being a cop. He was well-liked and a hard worker.
He used to work at Foot Locker before he came over here. So he had 2 jobs. He used to work a part-time. He needs to go to school.
Officer Rivera finally joined the NYPD in 2020, and in a letter to the police academy, he wrote that he grew up in Inwood, the son of immigrants, and that police relations with the community weren't good, and he believed he could improve it. He was killed while he and his partner answered a call about a domestic dispute. A fellow officer in the 3-2 precinct remembered Officer Rivera as being happy.
And it was like the best smile that you could ever see. Fantastic guy. It's a hard one. Yeah, we all love what we do. Words just can't describe, you know, what we're all going through and what's going on.
Officer Rivera was only 22 years old. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds in Inwood.
The call from local and state officials continues, get illegal guns off the street. Here's Governor Hochul.
This breaks our hearts all over the state, and this has happened with far too much frequency. It is something that, you know, our hearts and prayers are with the families and the members of the NYPD. But also, it's a resounding call to action.
5 NYPD officers have been shot so far this year, 4 in the past week. The spike in gun violence is not just here, but around the country.
As of January 21st, more than 2,400 people in the U.S. have died from gun violence, 24% higher than last year. This increase also includes more children and more teenagers shot. And 17 police officers in the U.S. have been shot in the line of duty already this year.
It's correspondent Phil Lipoff. One of the week's other tragic stories, the shooting of an 11-month-old baby girl who should have been celebrating her first birthday yesterday. She remains in the hospital after being shot in the face while sitting in a car with her mother in the Bedford Park section of the Bronx. The first weeks of Mayor Adams' administration have been marred by continuing gun violence in the city. He spoke at a vigil for baby Catherine.
You are going to see me on the front line. And there's something that I believe people are missing. They're missing the coordination, the unprecedented coordination between all levels of government, our borough president, our DA, our congressperson, our state senator, our council person, our district leaders. We have united around this issue of ridding our communities of the overproliferation of guns.
Police say they are still searching for suspects, and President Biden has just tweeted, Jill and I are saddened to hear 2 NYPD officers were shot last night, 1 fatally. We're keeping them in their families in our prayers. Officers put on the badge and head into harm's way every day. We're grateful to them and their families for their extraordinary sacrifice. Again, a tweet from President Biden. Now to the latest on COVID. Locally, some cautiously optimistic numbers. COVID-19 hospitalizations in the Northeast are down by about 11% after reaching a peak a week ago. Out of town, as New Yorkers would put it, not so optimistic. Hospitalization numbers up about 15% in the West and by about 6% in the South. Meanwhile, the CDC is releasing new data to make the case for Americans to get the booster.
A study confirming a third shot cuts the risk of landing in the ER or urgent care by 94% when it comes to the Delta variant and 82% for Omicron. Another study showing if you are completely unvaccinated, you're 14 times more likely to be infected and 53 times more likely to die compared to people who are boosted.
That's correspondent Zoreen Shah. Meanwhile, at the Museum of Natural History, anti-vaxxers being let out of the museum after refusing to leave Wednesday afternoon. Police say the group refused to leave as the staff tried to close up for the day. Museum had refused to let them in without vaccination proof. Police asked them to leave. The group members refused and were arrested. Meanwhile, in Washington today, scheduled an anti-vaccine rally. Among those scheduled to speak, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the son of the late New York Senator Bobby Kennedy. Wins News Time 108. Looks like mobile sports betting is a home run in New York State, or a slam dunk, or any other sports analogy you'd like to use. State's Gaming Commission reports more than $600 million in wagers in the first 9 days after launch. New York could break the national record for sports betting that was last October in New Jersey with $1.3 billion in wagers. Revenue from mobile sports betting will be taxed at 51%, and the state is saying this could mean $20 million or more in tax proceeds for New York. Clark Gillies may not have had the iconic status of a Mickey Mantle, a Willie Mays, a Joe Namath, but you'd be hard-pressed to find a New York athlete more beloved by his team, the fan base, and the region, specifically Long Island. Gillies died yesterday. The cause is still not officially known. He was an integral part of the Islanders team that won four consecutive Stanley Cups from 1980 to 83. His number 9 was retired by the Islanders in 1996. He's a member of the Hockey Hall of Fame. He was a tough guy with a sharp sense of humor, as evidenced here in 2014.
I think we're up like 5-2 or something like that, and that's my daughter. Hi, Brianna. I'm doing a press conference right now. I'll have to call you back.
A sweet memory at a sad time. Clark Gillies was 67.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.